Kreishir's Masach Techulin, Daf Nun, and we will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Tes on the base, six lines from the bottom, says the Gemara Amrav Nachman, Chelev Ha'asui Kekoiva. The Chelev, which is like helmet shaped, which is not Saisim, as we've been discussing in Ashurim, it does not have the ability to close up any holes, any punctures that may be on the body of the animal. Amalei, Hecha, ask the Gemara Hecha exactly where is this fat that we just identified. Amalei, to which he said, Hecha, Chiti de Kakasha. There's like wheat-like nodules which are on the rectum, and that's the Chelev, says the Gemara, that is being referred to here. Amalei, Vamalei, and some say that the chelev that's being referred to here is tarfisha deliba. It's the fat that is around the heart, and also it's shaped like a helmet. Amar Rava, based on this, says Rava, Shmaminam Rav Nachman Tarti. Based on this, we learn from Rav Nachman two halachas. One is chumtza ubar chumtza, when we have two types of fats that are around the stomach. One is called the chimtza, and one is called the bar chimtza. Chad sasim, one has the ability to close up any punctures. Chad loy sasim, and one does not have the ability to close up the fat, to close up a puncture. And Tosfos points out that in the previous shiur, Rava Paschal Rav Sheshes, that even chelev of a non-kosher animal is soisim. Here we're talking about the various types of chelev, and we see that it does have the ability to close up. So that discussion that we had yesterday about which chelev has the ability to be soisim and which chelev does not have the ability to be soisim, obviously he retracted from that discussion. But here we speak about the chimtza and the bar chimtza, but the Gemara doesn't know which is the one that has the ability to close up any puncture, and which is the one that does not have that ability. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna bar Chinina, Rav Huna bereid, Rav Nachman Amar, they both said, bar chimtza sasim, the bar chimtza has the ability to close up, the chimtza loy sasim. Amrav Tavis, Amrav Tavis Simonach, and the way to remember this halacha is with an old statement, Yofa Koyach Aben Mikoyach Av, that the Bar Chimtza has more power than the father. This brisa is actually taught in Masechet Shavuos Dav Mem Hei Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah teaches us we can't collect a chayv from the Yisoymim without making a shvua. And that, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Yofa Koyach Aben Mikoyach Av, that if a malva dies and his son is coming to collect money that was owed to the father, so if the father was coming to collect money from the Yisoymim, he would have to make a shvua if the actual malva was here. But if it's the son who's coming to make that collection, then the halacha is that the son could collect without making a shvua. Yofa koyach aben mikoyach haav. And I saw that the many mefarshim explain yofa koyach aben, from where does a child get his koyach? What is our strength? How are we able to do what we have to do? Mikoyach haav. Because our fathers, our forefathers, acted appropriately and put that proper behavior into our lives, that's why Mikoyach HaBen, our strength, emanates Mikoyach HaAv. The Sefer Shulchan Malachim explains, the Pasuk says, Ve'viyach Hashem Elokecha Ela Oretz Asher Yorshu Avosecha. What that means is that that means that we in this world many times are faced with different tzionis. We're faced with different challenges. And how are we able to overcome? How are we able to overcome those challenges? The way we're able to overcome those challenges is because of Ashiyar Shavasecha, that we have from our forefathers the strength and the strength and the ability to do what needs to be done. Many times by Shidduch, we say that the Zivik should be Yale Yofa. What does Yale Yofa mean? That we should have better children, and our children should even be better than the children that our parents have. And that's pshat, that we, based on what we're learning here, Yofa Koyach HaBem MiKoyach HaAv, and when we go to a wedding, and we or to a new match, we say Yofa Koyach HaBem MiKoyach HaAv, that our, we wish this new couple that their children should even be better than their parents' children. Says the Gemara, but now ask the Gemara, obviously, Hai Chimtza, which is the one that's Chimtza and does not have the ability to close up the hole? The Hai Bachimtza that we're learning has the ability to close up the hole. Toshima, says the Gemara, from what Rav Nachman tells us. Dama Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman taught us, Rav Nachman spoke about the fat of the stomach, that in Eretz Yisrael they ate it, and Chutz Laretz they didn't eat it. And to which he commented, Inu Mech L'Achli, they eat that fat. They consider it completely kosher. L'dam Mr. Namil Esosim. And for us, should we not have the ability to say that it closes up a puncture? So what he's saying is that even though we don't eat that fat, it can't be that we should be so lenient with that fat. And therefore, it certainly at least has the ability that it could close up a puncture. So we see the Bar Chimtza refers to the fat that is the subject of a machlokes between Bavel that didn't eat it and Eretz Yisrael that did eat it. And this concept that the Gemara now introduced of Inim Mechel Achli, Uldam Mr. Nami Sosum, is a concept that's very interesting in Halacha. We've discussed in our previous shiurim that we discussed in our previous shurim, the halacha of basar shor b'chacham. A basar shor b'chacham means that meat that there was a shayla on, and we discussed when we learned that Gemara exactly what does that mean. And many people have a chumrah that we don't eat that type of meat. And that's understandable. But the Paiskim say, what happens if that type of meat which we don't eat get mixed up with other meat, or was cooked in a pot? The question that I often hear is that something that I don't eat, which is kosher, but was cooked in a pot that I want to use, would that affect the status and the kashrus of the pot? And many poskim suggest that even though I wouldn't eat that meat, it wouldn't affect the status of the pot. And using the concept of Inim Oichle Machli, that there are people that eat this meat, there are people that consider this meat 100% kosher, at least it should be considered enough kosher that it should not make the pot that I want to use not usable, considered not kosher. Says the Gemara, the kasher. So now the Gemara speaks about the different types of fats. So when we speak about the fat that is on the stomach, it looks like a bow. There's the part that which is curved, and there's the part that's straight. It says the Gemara, the kashsa, on the fat that looks like the bow, everybody agrees like pligid osur is osur. Where is the machlokes? Ki pligi, the machlokes that we have is the yasra, on the part that looks like the string. That we have a machlokes if it's considered osur or not, as we just said, the machlokes between the Bnei Bavel and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Ikadamri, but there's a different version. The yasra, on the part that's on the that looks like the bowstring, actually kula amalei pligi d'shari. Everybody will agree that fat is mutter. Ki pligi, where do we have a machlokes? Ka kashsa, on the part of the bow if it's mutter also. Says the Gemara, this machlokes is similar to what we learned. Ki had amar of avian, amar of ami. Mekamtsim, we take off the fat from the bowstring area of the fat. Vekein amar of yamanai mishum zakim echad. Mekamtsim, that's the fat that we have to scrape off. Amar of avia, to which Rav Avia says, have a kimna kameder of ami. I was standing in front of her ami. Kamtsu v'havale, they took off some of the fat from that area. V'havale, and then they gave it to him to eat for achal, and he ate it. Shammai de Rav Chanina, says the Gemara, the assistant of Rav Chanina, have a koi kamei de Rav Chanina, says the Gemara, was standing in front of Rav Chanina. Amle kametz, he said, take off a little of the fat from the bowstring, havli the achal, so they could be able to eat the rest of it. Chazia, Rav Chanina saw that his assistant, have a kamechasim, was hesitant to do this. Amle bavloat, you're from Bavel. And in Bavel, we learned that the fat by the stomach is usur. Gum shadeh. If that's the case, then gum shadeh, you have to indeed take off the entire fat, because that, according to you, that fat is usur. There's a machlokes harishonim that I saw, that here we're seeing that there was a difference opinion about the fat on the stomach, and which fat. Is this a machlokes or on a minig, or this is a machlokes in halacha? Rashi seems to say that it's connected to the machlokes that we learned in our previous shir, the machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, what is considered fat that's usur. Because everybody agrees that the fat that Rabbi Kiva holds, that it's only betoisiv, fat that is only tight on top of the meat. And this fat is not toisiv. And that's why he held its mutter. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Tosfos Rosh seems to say that the machlokes was machlokes in Menhagim, not a machlokes in Eretz Yisrael. The Rishonim also discuss what happens if somebody came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and his intention is to remain in Eretz Yisrael. And he brings along from Chutz Laretz, he brought along from Chutz Laretz fat that, as we're learning now in the Gemara, they did not eat in Chutz Laretz. What becomes the status of that fat when it comes to Eretz Yisrael? There's a question that, do we follow the place where that fat came from? And since that fat came from Chutz Laretz, it should be treated like Chutz Laretz fat that we don't eat it? Or do we say that since now in Eretz Yisrael, so in Eretz Yisrael that fat is eaten, and now he's in Eretz Yisrael, and he has every intention of remaining in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, since he has every intention of remaining in Eretz Yisrael, that fat should be treated like fat in Eretz Yisrael. I've seen similar questions when we speak about Bishul Akum. There are different halachas that we know apply when we speak about Bishul Akum. And what happens if a food is manufactured in a place where there is a problem with Bishul Akum, or vice versa? It's manufactured in a place where there is no problem with Bishul Akum. And what is the halacha? Do we go according to the place that it's manufactured, or do we go according to the place where it's actually eaten? Rashi's opinion is that we learned in the Gemara two versions about the fat, which fat is usur and which fat is mutter. Rashi's opinion is that we follow the lishta kama. The fat that looks like the bow that's bent over, that fat, Rashi says, is everybody will agree that it's usur. And the fat that's straight is the fat that there's a machlokes between Chutz Laretz and between Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael. Whereas the opinion of the Rambam and the Rif and the Rambam, and they actually take the more lenient approach. And the fat that looks like the bow, everybody will agree, is mutter. And the fat that's on the string, that's where we have a machloikus. And it very well could be connected to the question that we discussed a moment ago. This machloikus, when we speak about this fat, the question that we need to understand is, when we're discussing this fat and we want to identify what the halacha is it a halachic shaila or is it a shaila of a minig? if it's a shayla of a minig, so there we could go more lenient. But if it's not a halacha of a minig, if it's just a minig, we could be more lenient. Tanya of Shimon Gamliel Omer, b'nei me'ayim shem nikvu, if the intestines have a hole, v'lecha, but there's moisture in that hole, but that moisture is sosmason, is sealing up the hole, then kshera, that animal's kosher. So ask the Gemara immediately, my lecha, what is the definition of lecha? Says the Gemara, of kahana, shrika the maya, there are sticky fluid in the intestines, the knockoff agav tuchva that comes out when you press on the intestines, and that is what, says the Gemara, has the ability to close up those holes. Says the Gemara, Gemiri chavre der Abba merab Abba. The colleagues of Abba learned from Abba. Umanu, and who was meant with that? Who was that that we're speaking about? Says the Gemara, we're speaking about Reb Zeira. Vamalei chavre der Zeira merab Zeira. The colleagues of Zeira learned from Reb Zeira. And according to that, who are we speaking about? Umanu was speaking about Reb Abba. Amar Reb Abba berei Reb Chiya bar Abba, hachi Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan, halach Reb Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifa. We follow the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel regarding Hilchas Treifa, and we follow the opinion of Reb Shimon regarding halacha that applies to Avelis. And the Gemara explains, halach Reb Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifa, when we say that we're following the opinion of Shimon ben Gamliel by treifa, hada morin. That's why we said that with that the mucus, the fluid that's in the intestines, the halacha is that we paskin that they could close up a hole, and kavshim be'evil mahi. And that says the Gemara, what is meant when we said that we follow the opinion of what is the halacha by we follow the opinion of Shimon Gamliel by evil? Says the Gemara, the Tanan. There's a Mishnah in Masech de Moed Katan, where we know that Rachman Tzlon, if somebody's close relative passes away, he has to sit Shiva. And says the Gemara that what happens if somebody, Mahi, what happens if somebody was not there when the close relative passed away? And he's going to sit Shiva, he arrives to sit Shiva with the rest of his relatives. So the Mishnah Masechta Ma'akotin Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis tells us a machlokes between the Tanakam Reb Shimon. Does he count his own Shiva Shimei Avelis, or since the people are already sitting here, you already sit with them the rest of the Shiva, even though it means that this Oval will not be sitting the entire Shiva. The Gemara Masechta Ma'akotin Daf Chaf Beis says that this entire discussion is only applicable if the Godel HaBayis, the most significant person in the family, is still sitting Shiva there. So then we could say that even though this person, as we're going to be learning now, came late, the halacha is that he follows the rest of the Avelim. But if the Godel HaBayis is not sitting there, then he wouldn't follow. Also, we know the halacha is that a person sits Shiva only if he became aware of the patira of his relative within the 30 days of the patira. After, if he only became aware, Rachman Tzlan, of the patira of his relative, after the shloshim, he only sits down for a minimal amount to do his shiva. The Tanan, so the Gemara says, as we just mentioned, we learned, kol shloshi yama rishonim, the first 3 days after the patira of the snifta, bom emakom karev, if this person is coming from a close area from where that where he found out that the relative was nifta, now he comes to join the rest of the family, and Makom Karav is a place that you could come within 1 day. So since he could travel but within 1 day, he could come very quickly, and therefore it's considered that he was really able to start the Avelis with them. So when he comes, he sits down with the rest of the family, and he completes the Shiva with the rest of the family. However, if he comes, he has to count his own Shiva. Mikan ve'elech, says the Gemara, if he comes after the 3 days, I feel after they're already sitting shiva, Rahman Slum for 3 days, I feel makam karav, even if they're coming from a close place, Moinal Atzman. Rav Shimon says, I feel b'yom ha'shvi, even though he came on the 7th day, but he came makam karav, Moinimimimim. And it's very interesting halacha. We know that on the last day of the shiva, as soon we say Mixas Yom Kikulay, and the people who are Rahman Slan sitting shiva can get up in the morning. So now we have to think about this. It is the 7th day, but the Avelim already got up. And Rav Shimon's saying that we count that day with their, he counts that day with the Avelim. Is the halacha that he counts the day with the Avelim only if the Avelim are still sitting shiva? Or does he count that day with the Avelim even if the Avelim are not sitting shiva? And it seems that the Paiskim say that even if they're not sitting shiva, as long as he came that day, the halacha is that he could count shiva with them, according to Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, Amam Andahu, there were one of the Talmidim that said, Eski ve'esek, if I will be zoicha, I'll be able to go there to Yisrael, v'agmel shmutzim v'poyer demara, and I'll have the ability to learn exactly from Abba Breder of Chibar Abba what is the halacha. Says the Gemara Kisolik, so when that Talmud ultimately came to Yisrael, Ashkel Rab Abba Breder of Chibar Abba, and he met him, Amalei, and he asked him, Amalei Mar, did you indeed pass in halacha of Shimon Gamliel Betreifa? Amalei, so he said, Ha, certainly it's not what I said. Ein halachi kamri, that I did not agree with that psak. Then he asked him, Krav Shimon Be'avel Mei, what is the halacha regarding this discussion of Hilchas Avelis that we just had? Amalei, to which he answered, Plukta Ninu, it's actually the subject of a machlokes. Ditma, Rav Chisda Amar, halacha is like Rav Shimon. V'ken Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha is like Rav Shimon. Rav Yochanan Amar, ein halacha, the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, V'ein halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel B'treifa, and therefore the halacha is that even if you have this mucus, it will not close up the hole. But it is the halacha. We do follow the halacha of Rav Shimon Be'evil, because there's a halacha on the Shmuel. We have a halacha and throughout halacha that halacha divrei Meikel Be'evil. We always follow the more lenient opinion by Hilchas Avelos. Says the Gemara, when we find a hole, which we've discussing so extensively, the question is, when were the hole formed? Was it formed while the animal was alive, and therefore the animal would be a trefa? Was it formed after the animal died, and the animal would not be a trefa? So suggest the Gemara, what we should do is, mekifim name ma'ayim, we make another hole in the animal, and we look at the new hole, and we look at the old hole compared to this hole that we just made, which obviously this new hole that we just made was only made after the shechita. If we see that the two holes look the same, that is a proof that the hole was made after the shechita. If the two holes are not the same, it's a proof that the hole was made before the shechita. Says the Gemara, Hanab Bnei Ma'ayim, there were these parts of the stomach, the intestines, that had a hole in them. Dasul Kamei the Rava, and there was a question, as we're discussing now, when was the hole made, when was the hole formed, before the Shechita or after the Shechita? Says the Marek Finu, Rava did this test, V'loi Idmu, and they weren't similar, and because they weren't similar, he had to be Machmer. Also, Rav Shasha Berei, Rav Shasha, the son of Rava, came, and Mamash Behu, he worked with that hole, Vidmu, and then they looked the same. Amle, and at that point, Rava asked his son, Rav Mishasha, Menolachaha, who taught you that this is the right thing to do? Amle, so Rav Mishasha said, Kama Yodi Misham Shabahani, how many people touched the animal with the hole? So it was very touched. And since it was so touched, that's why it looks like something and it has a certain look. If we want to do a proper comparison, we have to make the new hole have the same experience as the old hole. Amalei, at that point, Rava commented, Chachem Bari, my son is very big Talmud Chacham, betreifus Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan was a very big expert in Hilchos Treifus, and he was saying that since he was a very big expert in Hilchos Treifus, you too are a person that's shown expertise in Hilchos Treifus. Here the Gemara has been speaking about checking a hole in the Bnei Ma'ayim to determine if it's the same hole or not. The Rishayim debate if this is halacha only on the Bnei Ma'ayim or on other parts of the animal as well. The opinion of the Bali Iter that the same halacha that we're talking about being able to determine when the hole was made is not only on the Bnei Ma'ayim, it's on the liver and on the heart, as well. They're all included in the Bnei Ma'ayim part of the animal. But many Rishonim disagree and say that the Gemara only is speaking about the Ma'ayim, not anything else. So, furthermore, the Mordechai says that if it's a hole that's open, then we're not going to be lenient. And there, when it's a hole that's not lenient, that when it's a hole that is completely exposed, we have to be machmer. Moreover, there's a very interesting machloikus apoiskim, and that is, so the holes aren't the same. So as the Gemara just taught us, since the holes are not the same, we must assume that this hole that we had in the animal was there from before. And the question is, when we're assuming that this hole was there from before, is that a hole, is that vadai? And we certainly assume that this animal is a treifa, or some Rishonim suggest that it's only a seifik treifa. The Beis Yosef quotes the Kolboy in Yerideya Simon Lamed Vav, that it is the opinion of all the Gaonim that we are not expert in how and to do this type of comparison, and therefore Bezman Azeh, we should not do it under any circumstance. There are, however, Rishonim, some say it's Rashi's opinion, that we ain't ledan al meisha in avroyus, that we should do the best we can, and if we see that the holes are the same, we can be lenient. The Ramah, however, is very clear, ein lesmach bezman hazeh al kof hazois, that even bezman hazeh, no one should rely on this akofa, and there are those that suggest that even Rashi, who seems to take a lenient approof, should the lenient approof is not something that we could be lenient on. Moreover, I saw the Mashal quoting Dagos Mordechai, says that the only way we could be lenient, unless we have no reason to have a reason to assume why this hole is here. But for example, we know that this animal was bitten by another animal during, before, or after Teshchita. We can't just say, well, we'll do this determination based on this. And if we know that the animal was bitten while it was alive, we have to take a stricter approach. The Gemara has been teaching us that Mekifin B'nai Me'ayim. So I saw the other place in Halacha we use the word Hakafa is that on Simchas Torah when we do Hakafas. What that means is Mekifin B'nai Me'ayim, when we do Hakafa on Simchas Torah, what we're doing is we're comparing ourselves, we're connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the concept of Mekifin B'nai Me'ayim. Mekifin on Simchas Torah, we're comparing ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since we're comparing ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the way we can indeed accomplish so much in our Avodas Hashem. Says the Mara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar Tamei Tavayu, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar are both of the opinion, says the Gemara, the Mekifin Bereya, that is another place we've been speaking about, a hole in the lung. And they say, Mekifin Bereya, we could do this type of comparison on the lungs as well. Amar Rava, to which Rava comments, Loya Amaran, that When was that said? Ela ba'isa ruga. As we've been speaking so often in our shiurim, that the lungs have unos. They have these lobes. So when we compare a hole, it has to be in the same row of the lobes. However, av maruga ruga, from one line to another line, there we can't. Amr v'hilchasab, but says the Gemara, afilu maruga maruga, we can compare holes even from different rows. Midaka lagasa. Furthermore, says the Gemara, we could compare the holes that are from. So there's two pshatim. One pshat is from two same type of animals. Another is from big lobes to big lobes and to small lobes to small lobes. Avloy migasa ladaka, avloy midaka lagasa. We can't compare the holes of different size lobes or different size animals. Abayavarava. When we speak about a hole in the trachea, the halacha is that we could also use this method to determine when the hole was made. The Rashba points out that it has to be a case that we are certain that the hole did not form because of the knife that we did shechita. If the knife that did the shechita cut, so we know that the hole came from the knife. And there are ways to tell how if it's a hole that was made by shechita or not. So again, Abai v'Ravadam Ritavayu, Mekifim Bekana. We could do this method when we're checking the windpipe. To which says the Gemara, Amar Papa, Lo Yamaran El Ba'isa Chulya. As we've discussed often in our shiurim, the Kana is made up of rings, and cholya is a set of three rings. It says the Gemara Loy Maran El Ba'isa Cholya. Only what happens in that set of rings. Ava Mecholya L'Cholya, from one set of rings to the next set of ring Loy, that we can't use that. But says the Gemara, the halacha is that Afil Mecholya L'Cholya, we could check from one set of rings to the other set of rings. As we've discussed many times in our shurim, the way the choya of a animal is made is that it's wide on top and narrow on the bottom. So we could check holes. We could do this method from one type to another. We can't compare the top to the bottom. That already is not going to be a valid test. So that already will not be a valid test. Rashi explains, because they're not the same way, then that's why it's not a good way, since they're so very different in size and everything, it's not a fair test. Says the Ma'am Zairi, Chal Cholois, that the intestines that are at the end of the stomach, the rectum, says the Gemara, Shenikva, if it has a hole, Shera. Hoyel, Virchaim, Amidus Asai. The reason that it's not considered a trefa is because the hips support it. And since the hips support that area, even if it has a hole, it will not be considered a problem, says the Gemara. How much of the rectum is included in this area that we are makel? Kama, Amr Beloy, Amr Byachran, Mamakum Hadabak Baribai. The place where the rectum mostly adheres to the hips. Shloim Mamakum Hadabak, but if it's not on that spot, then Mamashahu, even the slightest hole will be a trefa. Says the Gemara Amru Rabbanan, Kameder of Ravim Shmeder of Nachman, Amr, and when Rav Nachman and Rav said to them, Lava Minalchu, have I not told you, Loi Tislibei, don't hang on Rav Nachman, Buki Sarika. Don't, empty pitches, don't attribute to him things that he never said. Rather, he says, Hochem Rav Nachman, this is what Rav Nachman told us. Mokma di Dabik, the place where the rectum is connected to the hips, Afilu Nitl Kulai, even if the entire area was removed, kosher, even the entire rectum was removed from that area, it's kosher. However, This halacha is only applicable if we have enough for day tfisa. And ask the Gemara, the Kama, how much is that? Amar baik mala b'tadah b'tayra, the width of a finger, which is even in the axe, which is a big animal, if the rectum, as long as a etzba of the rectum remains intact, the halacha will be that the animal is mutter. So Rashi explains, as we just said, that it's the shear of an etzba. Other Rishonim explain it's the shear of arba etzbas, four etzbas, and others say, the Ran says that the shear is two etzbas. So our Gemara said that is the shear, even by a very big animal. I saw the Rishonim debate what's going to be halacha by small animal. Do we say by a small animal that the shear is smaller, or is this a constant size by all animals? Says the Gemara, Amri Yehuda Marav, Heyed Nosin Bashila Reish Debach Tzburiyah. The main butch in Tzipuri taught us, Lefnei Rebbe Mishur Rav Nosin, Ezu Keres HaPnimis. What area is the inner pouch? Ezu Keres HaPnimi San Yedibi. It's what's known as the sikom. The kain amri v'shu ben karka sanya dibi. The shmul amma, it's the muka de karsa, the inner stomach. Rav Asi amri Rav Yochanan, says the Gemara, Rav Asi amri Rav Yochanan, makum tsar yesh bi kiba, there's a narrow spat in the karis, v'ni de ezahu, but I don't know what's considered the narrow section and what's considered the wide section. Omrav Nachba Yitzchak, Nofel Karis Babira. If you don't know what Rabbi Yochanan meant, then we have a very big question. You were not able to explain to us what we should do. Omrav Achbar Abba Omrav Asi, what's considered the narrow section? Minametza Ulamata. Any from where this part of the stomach starts getting narrow and going down. Rav Yaakov and Nachmen Amishmul, Mokum Shebein Beimelis. As we've learned, that in the pouch, in that stomach, there's a part that has that has hair. And the Gemara is saying that where the part that doesn't have any hair, that is the part that's mutter. Ravina Amagavena Mishmei Durav, Tefach Beveshet, Samach Lekeris, the tefach of the veshit, the last tefach of the esophagus, which goes down by the stomach, zeh keres apnimis. He says that's what's considered the keres apnimi. Says the Gemara, Amri Meravim Shmeid Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, Kala keres kula, the entire keres is called the keres apnimis, veizu keres achitzen. If that's the case, the Gemara wants to know if that's the case, the keres hachitzin. Says the Gemara, ezel keres hachitzin, basa chayvus reva keres. It's the meat that covers that area. That's going to be called, says the Gemara, the keres hachitzin. Rabbi Rav Huna says that the keres apnimi is the mafrata. So ask the Gemara, my mafrata, what is the definition of the, what is the defrata? Says the Gemara, Amr of Avya, Hech de Parit Tivcha. It's where the part of the stomach that the butchers open up when they hang up the animal to clean it out. The plot where there is that, where they make that cut, that is the called Mafrata. Says the Gemara, B'mahadah, in Adah Avdi Kirabba Barafuna, in Adah they followed the opinion of Rabbi Avhuna, that they treated the mafrata as the keres hapnimi, which is treif, even with the smallest hole, and the rest of the keres was treated like the keres achitzin, which is only treif if it's mostly punctured. Amalei Rav Asher Lameimer, Kol Hanashmatzamai. Then he asked them, but we just learned so many different opinions. We just finished learning so many different opinions about the Mafrata. What are you going to do with all those other opinions? Amalei, says the Gemara, Kulin Shaychin B'Rav Barafuna. So he explained they're really all included. All these opinions that we just learned are really the same opinion of what we just said of Rav Barafuna. They're just described differently. But what about the view of Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan that he said that it's just a certain narrow section? He said that that's the narrow portion of the stomach. What about their explanations? Amalei, Hanivadi Pligi, they certainly disagree, and we're going to paskin this way. We learned further in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehudah ben Begdoila, that in a big animal, the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says the shear is a tefach, and in a small animal, it's the roif, to which the Gemara says, when we speak about gadol and katan, he doesn't mean the largest animal or the smallest animal. Ella says, what was meant? Kol shenikra by tefach. If you could cut, you could rip a tefach, v'lo have a ruba, and it's still not the majority, zushig shenina, that's where we said, that's what's meant by a gadola, as a large animal. But when you have an animal, the most of this area is cut, but it doesn't equal a tefach, that's what was meant when we learned in the Mishnah, b'ktana b'ruba. Says the Gemara, if we have a situation where it's roiv and it's not a tefach, it's obvious that it's a trefa. Because we have a rule throughout Shas that ruba kakula. So if roiv of it is cut, so it's like all cut. And of course it's treif. Says the Gemara, what we're talking about in the case here is moi tzricha dav tefach b'mashu. We're speaking about a case that with a greater part is just short of a tefach. Ma'atayma adam mikra b'tefach. We would think that since the difference between the roiv and the tefach is a very small amount, we would say that it's not treif until it's torn a tefach. Kamash malon, that even in this case, as soon as the roiv is torn, then it's going to be a treifa. Says the Gemara, Omer Geneva, Omer of Asi, Nigdra Kasela, if the hole looks like the size of a cell, it's treifa. Shem Timotech, because if you stretch out that type of hole, says the Gemara, if you stretch out that type of hole, you'll have a tefach. Omer of Chibar Abba, L'day Mefash Lemenei Geneva Amabda Nador. Geneva explained to me the halacha that he just told me on the riverbank of Nador. Kesela Kshera, if the hole is the size of a cellar, then the animal is still kosher. Yoisim Kesela, but if the size is larger than a cellar, then the animal will be a trefa. V'kama Yoisim Kesela, how much is it that it's considered greater than a cellar? Says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Kigoyin the island Tlask Shisa. If it's wide enough that we could fit into it three date pits. But tzipa of the betuchka, if they are coated with some residue of the fruit, that then it's even if it's tight. Below tzipa, then if it doesn't have if they're coated, then it has the shear is. Then when they fit, even when they fit in tightly, that's already going to be a hole the size of a talfach. Below tzipa, when it's not coated with fruit, then those three pits need more than the shear is. The three pits that will only come out when they're coming out easily.